This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop. What'd you think of Manny's passionate plea?
Listen, man, all you can do is coach, right? And put out a plea that, hey, I'm trying to get this thing right. Oh, I told you, I mean, our conversation this summer, he was very passionate about how, you know, this isn't just about him, that in general, whoever was coach of this team would have to deal with some of the issues he's having to deal with, right? That you need, you any guy in his shoes, it's not like you could just throw anybody in his shoes and voila, magic, Miami all of a sudden is 2001 good again. You know, and I think he really feels, and I've told you this, he cares about this job. He loves this job. This was his dream job. He doesn't want to lose this job, and he's going to put his heart and soul into it. And, you know, I thought yesterday what he said about, I'm not just coaching, you know, to win one game for my job, et cetera. I thought he was speaking from the heart. You know, I think he was speaking from a place that is very real. It's stuff that he said to me in the past. And I think, you know, one of the interesting takeaways from yesterday for me was how he basically said, look, we've tried to recruit, right? We're not having a great season. And maybe now we need to sort of look to the transfer portal and look wherever we have to go to find players to help fill this team. I think, you know, there's a lot of pressure, obviously, down here in South Florida to land the elite kids. But he was banking on having a good season to get really good players from South Florida to commit here before signing day. And I don't know that he necessarily waved the white flag yesterday and said, we're giving up. But he certainly said enough to make you feel like he's not going to sit on his hands and be like, well, our recruiting class sucks and we're just going to take guys to take guys. I think he knows that, you know, he's got to pivot to the transfer portal and find guys like he has. And you know what? If he keeps his job and he comes back next year, which, you know, I know you believe he will. Going to the transfer portal and finding guys to fill needs isn't the worst thing. He's had plenty of success with it in the past. And I think, you know, we'll see what they end up getting come December. But I think they can still get some really good players through the transfer portal. Every year he gets at least one or two quality starters out of the transfer portal.
Depends on how he finishes, right? I mean, that's
right.
Because if he finishes terrible, I think he's going to lose some of the guys he currently has on his team and any of the commits.
Right.
But if he finishes strong and somehow then kind of shines a light and says, okay, look, a bunch of our young guys have turned it around. You can join our young guys in the process of turning this around. Then I think it does become a sell job for him there.
I agree. And at this point, you know, I said before the NC State game, I thought they would finish 6-6, right? I think that's a fair guess with the schedule they have remaining. Now that they've got that win, I think they've got a chance at 7 wins. And I don't know that necessarily fires any recruits up, but it's certainly better than a 4 or 5 win season, right? Where,
amen.